Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get your tickets today for the Atlanta Dream season. It is time to run with the dream in 2018. Go to the contest page at 929thegame.com for your chance to win a family four-pack of Atlanta Dream tickets.
The game is everywhere. So call us at 404-741-0929.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
An Intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh. Hope you're having a safe drive in on this Monday. Love to talk to you about the Braves because we got to chop this up. Chop on's got to be chopped up a little bit. The Braves have been on such a tremendous tear here, and you have to believe that it's going to last for the remainder of the season now, don't you? Have the Braves proved it to you? 404-741-0929. Love to hear from you. And, of course, you can always weigh in on our Twitter, too. We're asking about whether or not the Braves are, the baby Braves deserve a new nickname because they are going to be contenders all year long. Couple of quick notes, Hugh Douglas, and we'll get into this with the fans to chop this up at 404-741-0929. MLB.com just reporting this morning that it looks like Ronald Acuna will be available and back for the series against the LA Dodgers.
That's good. That's good. That means that, you know, his strain, was it MCL or ACL?
One or the other.
But yeah, that's good. That's good. And I guess they felt comfortable enough that they're not rushing him back. That's important, especially when you're dealing with an injury like that, because sometimes when you come back too soon from a sprained MCL, you tend to mess it up. You tend to make it even worse.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that. Hey, that's right. We forgot that Ronald Acuna was not on the team right now. We didn't forget. It's just that everybody, this is why this team is a team, Hugh. They're picking everybody up. It's Johan Camargo. It's Dansby Swanson. It's Charlie Culberson. It's Ryan Flaherty. It's everybody. It's Kurt Suzuki, Nick Markakis. You name it. Everybody's picked up, right? I mean, everybody picks everybody up. This hasn't been done on the backs of Freddie
Freeman.
One
person or anything. This is not like the LeBron situation. This is everybody's contributing. And there's a different contributor every night.
Forbes writes this headline this morning. Atlanta Braves entering June as Beast of the East. The AJC this morning. These Braves and their heroics don't seem to be going away anytime soon. You got to prove it to yourself. You got to prove it to your fans. You got to prove it maybe to the league. And then, of course, you got to prove it to your fans. And now the question is, have they proven it to you? I know that we're 59 games in. But are you all in on the – I've got a bunch of Kool-Aid. I got a bandwagon. Are you all in for the ride all year? Or are you still sitting out there going, oh, okay, I want to go, but there's something holding me back? Because I'd love to hear from you about this too and see if, in fact, you're just kind of not fence-sitting, but just not ready to take a seat on that bandwagon.
I think that a lot of people are there's some people that are skeptical. Because that has been the way that they've been their whole life, so they can't help but to be skeptical. But I think, for the most part, a lot of people are excited about it. Just watching the games and looking in the stands when on that hot, muggy Saturday night, looked like a lot of people out there enjoying themselves and having fun, and we're really excited. Especially when it comes to the later innings in the game, John. Because in the seventh inning, it seems like that's when I saw people standing up, and they're getting excited because they're waiting for who they're looking at it like, okay, who's going to be the hero tonight? Who's going to be the guy? And I would venture to say that since Charlie Culberson has done it twice already, that he is going to be the guy that people are going to start to look to see, okay, well, you know, we got Charlie. If we keep the game close, you know, Charlie's going to do his thing. Because the one thing that they've been able to do in this home stand especially is they beat up on relief pitching. Mm-hmm. They beat up on relief pitching
right. Big
time. And I'm assuming it, thinking like, you know, if we hang in there, if we keep it close, you know, because our pitching has been so well. We keep it close. We're going to beat up on your relief pitching. We're going to do that. And that's what they've done. They've done that for the last two series.
All right, are you believing now? Are you a believer in this Braves team, or are you still kind of fencing? Because the bandwagon is ready to go. Lee in Atlanta is on with John and Hugh. Hey, Lee.
Hey, this is Leland, man. Hugh, this your boy Down South Sports is always tweeting you, man. But listen, when you look at this team, it reminds you a lot of the 91 Braves, the young team that when they first kind of had their big run coming through, you know, with the 14 consecutive division championships, pennants. And then, but here's the biggest thing we have to worry about and look at with this team. They are young. We've got to let these kids get to the All-Star break first, because a lot of them haven't played 162 games. And that is a drag on your body and everything else. And some of these guys have to, you know, they may hit the wall. We've seen it happen before. We've seen a lot of our pitching hit the wall. They have great starts in the first half of the season. And then coming out of the All-Star break, arms are tired, bodies are tired, the grind gets to them. And I think that's where we've got. I'm on the bandwagon, never got off the bandwagon. The bottom line is we've got to keep these guys pumped up like we have been in the stadiums and everything else, and the buzz that you guys are talking about them. I think that'll help the young players get through break through that wall and keep doing what they're doing, being 10, 11 games over 500.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, and I agree to that to a certain extent, but you have bench players that you have that can take some of that pressure off of some of those younger guys. You know, you got Johan Camargo starting to come around. You got Charlie Culberson, we were just talking about, and you got Ryan Flaherty. So you have some guys where if you need to get some of these young players a little bit of rest, you could potentially do that.
All right, we're asking you whether or not you're believing in these Braves right now. I can guarantee you, we talk about it, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe, the team has to believe in it. There's got to be all buy-in in that dugout, right? And then you have to have your fans believe it, and then you have to have the rest of the league believe it. But I am of the opinion that the rest of the league is believing it a little bit more, maybe, than some of the Braves fans are, just by what I read and see on social media. Here's why. I'm going to give you a couple. I know stats are what they are, but listen to this, Hugh. Against the NL East so far this year, the Braves are 6-4 against Washington. They're 7-5 against Philadelphia. They're 5-2 against Miami. They're 7-3 against the Mets. So they are above 500 against every team in this division. They've outscored the four teams by nearly 50 runs. I would think that these four teams of the division, Miami, the Mets, Philadelphia, and Washington, go, oh, yeah, this Braves team is for real. Look at what they just did to us. Yeah, this division knows the Braves are a serious threat.
Well, you got it, yeah, and you have to treat them as such. Granted, again, we know that the Nationals are a little banged up, and you have to take advantage of that situation. You know, you won't see the Nationals again until after the All-Star break. And I'm pretty sure by that time they'll be a little bit more healthier than they were when you caught them this time around. So you have to contend with that. But you're building confidence as you go. I know I was listening to Brian Jordan talk last night. He said he's a little bit leery about the West Coast trip. You know, with San Diego playing the way that they're playing. They're not a really good club, but, you know, going out there to that West Coast, you know, that might be a little bit of something that you have to contend with. And the fact that I think you got the Dodgers coming up after that.
Right.
So that's going to be another measuring stick for you. But they're in a good spot. You're getting on the plane where you got on the plane last night, and you're feeling good about the situation that you're in.
404-741-0929, getting a pulse of the city. If you want to join in on the conversation this morning, Brad's in Alpharetta with John and Hugh. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. Last caller made some great points, but I'm kind of on the reverse psychology of that. I think what's going to help this team is the youth. In the second half of the season, sometimes if you're youthful, and if you look at the teams that have won the last few years, like Houston is a good example last year, their youth never quit, and it kept the veterans invested. And I'm hoping that's what's going to – and I think that's what's going to happen with the Braves is the youthful exuberance every single night. It keeps the veterans youthful in the sense. It keeps everybody youthful. That helps with your legs, helps with your body. I mean, Acuna, for example, withstanding that injury was just amazing. If he was 33 or 34,
oh, it's a wrap.
Probably out the rest of the year. I think what helps us is the youth. And instead of the youth faltering in the second half, I think because they're young, they may push through and be in the playoffs, and that's what my prediction is.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brad. And one of the things that Houston did last year, and you're seeing a little bit of it in the Braves, is that Houston would have a guy step up, and a guy step up, and a guy step up, and their pitching step. And it was always a kind of a different guy that was stepping up for him. Yeah, Altuve had a great year. But, you know, in this so far this season, as good a year as Freddie Freeman has had and as great a year as Ozzy Albies has had, of late, those two haven't had to carry the team at all because it's been the other guys. It's been Camargo. It's been Swanson. It's been Charlie Culberson. It's been the other guys, Hugh, who have kind of stepped up to take that mantle and do it. Everybody, who on this field, between, start to think about, all right, look at the Braves lineup. Tyler Flowers, has Tyler Flowers helped and hit big home runs?
Yes.
Kurt Suzuki?
Yes.
Freddie Freeman?
Definitely.
Ozzy Albies?
C.
Yeah. Dansby Swanson?
Yes.
Johan Camargo?
Yes.
Did you get help out of left field from Ronald Acuna before he got injured?
Yes.
How about Ryan? How about Preston Tucker?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How about in center with Ender Inciarte? How about in right with Nick Markakis and on? It's everybody, Hugh.
Yeah, and that's huge. That's one of those things where it's not just wearing and tearing on one individual because you're getting it throughout the lineup. And the biggest thing that I think that you would worry about with this Braves lineup right now, John, is that everybody goes cold. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but if you get your whole lineup just for whatever reason, nobody's hitting for whatever reason. But I don't think that's going to happen with this team.
Not over an extended period of time. I mean, obviously they had the game the other night where they just couldn't quite buy a hit or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like,
that's a different story.
Yeah,
I mean, one.
I'm talking about like when you're talking about trying to use like slump busters and stuff like that. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
When Freddie got hit on the wrist last year, remember how he was having that such a torrid start, and then it just all went into the crapper last season. I mean, it just stopped because there was nobody else to kind of lean on. Again, this is not to say that they're not missing Ronald Acuna and the impact that he could have on this team. It's that they aren't missing Ronald Acuna, which is what makes this team. I mean, Acuna's going to rejoin the club with the Dodgers, and they haven't really missed him.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. That means that you have some good veteran bench players. You have some guys that can fill in in a pinch.
Right.
And, that makes your club that much stronger because they're getting their at-bats. Just like Charlie Culberson, he doesn't play a whole lot, but he's had some key at-bats that have really helped your team out tremendously. So it's great to have guys out there that, you don't depend on them on a day-to-day basis, but when their number's called, they're ready, and they step up big for you.
And they have done that. I mean, the role players on this team, when they have had to have the guys that don't play full-time, I mean, and it's almost like they're emulating the two catchers who don't play full time because whenever Suzuki's in there, he performs. I mean, you could almost make a case that either of those guys could be a full time catcher.
Agreed.
Given their performance, but they just seem to do very well by picking each other up.
And it's something to be said about being in a position where you don't have to take all the weight
mm-hmm.
of a situation, and you can kind of share the burden, if you will, a little bit. And I think that's why this team has thrived in the way that it has, because you're not putting it all on just one person.
It is time now to put it all on one person. $1,000 all on one person.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
talent. Do you have talent? America's Got Talent. People are going to think you got talent, when in fact all you got is $1,000, but that can be pretty talented. And it doesn't take a whole lot of talent to send the word talent, T-A-L-E-N-T, to 72881. Text talent to 72881. Again, the code word for this hour is talent to 72881. Always love this. It says text it to your cell phone. From your cell phone, rather. Because texting from your landline can be difficult. Message data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Talent, T-A-L-E-N-T, to 72881, and you may win $1,000 in the national signing bonus. Back at the Kia Studios, very busy Monday. I'm asking you on our Twitter about who was the biggest star over the weekend at 9-9 the game. Was it Dansby Swanson? Was it Charlie Culberson? Charlie Walkoff, Mike Foltynewicz, or Joseph Martinez? By the way, as I try to get rid of Baby Braves, is Charlie Walkoff his new nickname?
I think Jerome Jurinovich calls him Charlie and the Walk-Off Factory.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty different. And I think that one will probably stick, especially if he does it a couple more times. That one's definitely going to stick.
Right, it's pretty impressive. He's got a rep now, though. I mean, who do you want batting with two outs at the bottom of the ninth?
Who do you want to start batting around? You'd be like, oh, this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that smoke.
You don't want that smoke is right. Charlie Culberson. Mike Foltynewicz leading the way. And if you missed the game, on Saturday. Fulton Everett was just lights out brilliant. And really, it was his performance that kind of set you up for this series win. That 11 strikeout for complete game, two hit performance, it was masterful. Justin Martinez setting the record with five hat tricks in just 35 games.
35 of them things.
Fastest ever. Again, stats mean what you like, but Landon Donovan was probably the biggest star in Major League Soccer. And he had five hat tricks. Joseph did it in 35 games. Landon Donovan did it in 340. 10 times faster. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's why I felt like this was a huge stat. And this is something that, you know, he needs to be, you know, commended for, because that's a big deal. 35 games, and you had some of the people on that list who had it took them much longer to accomplish the same thing. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. That's why I gave him the nod to have had the best weekend as a star in Atlanta.
Hey, are you in the Sandy Springs area? Because coming up Saturday night at 6:30 at City Green in Sandy Springs is going to be a cool event Saturday night. 92.9 The Game. You can join us at the Food Trucks That Rock. Brought to you by Oxygen Financial and the Drake House. It is Saturday, 6:30 at City Green in Sandy Springs. Check out the best restaurants in Sandy Springs all night. It's a one-night, all-inclusive event. Tickets are available.
That's out of my neighborhood. Might go check that out. Oh, you kidding?
City Green in Sandy Springs, all-inclusive, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, all in one night, all-inclusive event. Food Trucks That Rocks. Food That Rocks. Brought to you by Oxygen Financial and Drake House. I said trucks. No, it's just Food That Rocks. Right. When we get back, we're going to continue taking the pulse of the city at 404-741-0929. We're also going to kind of expand on this. We asked the question, who's the ace of the Braves staff? Well, is there now some debate about that? Even more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The Game's National Signing Bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
High fly ball. Belted deep left. Soto back. Charlie walks him off again. For Charlie Culberson.
An incredible homestand for the Atlanta Braves, too. 3 out of 4 against the Washington Nationals. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we're asking you, too. We had one call in at 404-741-0929. That was Lee in Atlanta. He was talking about being concerned that the Braves might be, as we get into the throes of the dog days of August, Hugh Douglas, that these youngsters might get a little bit tired. But I've got some good news on that front. We're just talking to Grant McCauley. We don't know who the ace of the staff is at the moment. It began with Julio Teheran, and now you can make an argument that not only is Julio not the ace, he may not even be your number two starter. You may have Sean Newcomb as your quote-unquote ace, your number one starter. Maybe Mike Foltynewicz is your number two starter. I mean, based on performance this year, that's true. So far this season.
I would probably have to go Sean Newcomb with the body of work so far and the wins that he has. Fulty's probably right behind that. I don't know how many wins Fulty has off the top of my head, but I just like the fact that Sean Newcomb, has added another pitch to his arsenal, which has really helped him out tremendously this year. It's helped him out tremendously. It's taken his game to that next level. So that's why I would give Sean the nod for me right now to be an ace.
Well, you have Newcomb at 6-1, Foltynewicz at 5-3, McCarthy at 5-2, and Teheran at 4-3. And either way, however you want to cut it up and say this guy's number 1, 2, 3, 4 in your rotation, the fact is those four are solid right there at the starter. And here's the thing to Lee's point here about being in where you're going to be tired. The Braves have a luxury, and that is the quote-unquote fifth starter, because Anibal Sanchez threw very well the other day.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And so did Luis Gojara. Now, the Braves, as Grant and I were talking about, Braves won't say they have a six-man rotation, but they kind of have a six-man rotation because they can go through those first four. You know, they could go Teheran and then Newcomb and then Foltynewicz and then McCarthy. And then if they need to, they could start Gojara. Or they can go through those four, and if they need to, they could start Sanchez. Or if they needed to, they could go through those four and start Gojara and then Sanchez and go back through the four. In other words, they could save your starters innings as you go along through the year because their starting rotation is at five deep. You can make an argument it's six deep.
Yeah, and the good thing about it now with your rotation is looks like it's starting to come around. If they keep going, if they keep with the trend of going deep into innings, that's going to help spare your bullpen a lot.
Yeah, bingo.
You know what I mean? That's going to help tremendously your bullpen because then they don't have to go out there and you don't have to piece together to innings. If they can give you seven strong innings like Sean did the other day, then that helps keep them rested and keep them fresh, and that won't become an issue for you.
Yeah, and we've been talking, you and I, about, you know, Shane Carl and Dan Winkler, the setup guys, and how brilliant they've been. And Winkler has been all-star level good so far this year. And then you have Minter and you have Vizcaino. A.J., look, there's no question that A.J. Minter's got stuff. We all understand that he's got stuff. He can bring it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he can throw that heat.
He can throw heat. He's got to corral that heat and maybe get, you know.
Sometimes just take a little bit off of it and locate a little bit better. But he has some heat, though. He throw that thigh out.
Yeah, but he's popping at 100-plus on the gun. I mean, he brings it. No doubt about that. But you can see where the six-man rotation, so to speak, quote-unquote, and again, they would never say that, could save you a lot of, you know, wear and tear on your starters. And by August, your starters don't have nearly the innings log that you know, a franchise does that you might be competing against.
And I'm pretty sure they see that. Especially, like, when you're talking about that, look how the Washington pitching has been decimated. And how they're piecemealing things stuff together. Look at the Mets and their pitching staff, two teams that are in the East with you that you know it's not going to be like that the whole season.
Sure.
But when you play, you got to take advantage of that. You have to take advantage of that, and the Braves have.
Well,
the Braves have.
The Matt Harvey thing, Hugh, is going to be killer to the Mets because Matt Harvey went to Cincinnati, did okay.
Yeah, he. But a change of scenery, I would say, in that situation, just like Big Sexy.
Oh, God, Cologne.
And this is the main reason why I was like, well, just wait to see how it works out. Big Sexy is still doing his thing down there.
Yeah.
You know, was it Texas?
He's Cologne again. He was Cologne when he was here.
But a change of scenery sometimes does individuals good, though.
It does them good. I'll lie. Yeah.
She said Cologne. Bartolo. That's what your pitch is like, Cologne. The stuff that's in your coat. But that wasn't, come on, man. That wasn't bad.
Daryl pointed you. No, so, again, this is why we're asking the question this morning about whether or not you think that this team is, are you absolutely thinking this team is for real? Because how do you not come to that conclusion? When you have a winning record against everybody in your own division, when you have 25 wins against the East, that's more than Washington and Philadelphia combined.
Yes. But you also played them more. That you've played more division rivals this early in the season than anybody else has. When you look at all the other teams.
Oh yeah, sure, of course
you play. But you've also had the toughest schedule in the NL East. You know, so you've done really well with that tough schedule.
Well, you know, let's start looking forward a little bit, just for a moment, if we can. I want to step back and look forward because. Here you go to San Diego and you go to Los Angeles. If you look at it, because I've got it here somewhere. All right, you know, you play the Mets in a two-game set in New York in a week and a half or so. And that's the only time you play anybody from the NL East until the All-Star break. And the rest of the teams you're playing are the Padres, the Dodgers, who obviously the Dodgers are a great team, but they've been scuffling a little bit this year. You play the Padres again. You play three games in San Diego. You come home and play the Padres four times. You're going to play seven games against the Padres. Then you play Toronto, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Toronto, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Not exactly a murderer's row anymore. Now, how they handle, here's the difference, Hugh. They have played underdog, come from behind underdog very well. How do they handle playing the favorite in some of these series? You know, how do they handle being the favorite against San Diego for seven games or being the favorite against Baltimore, being the favorite against Cincinnati?
That's the thing you worry about. Don't believe your press clippings. Go in there and handle your business because the worst thing that you could do is go on this road trip feeling good about yourself. Oh, it's San Diego, and go out there and get manhandled. You don't want to do that on that West Coast swing. And then you got the Dodgers after that. You don't want that to happen. So the best thing for you to do is just stay the course. I mean, it feels good to win, but you've beat some good teams. The Washington Nationals, that was a tough team to play this homestand and beat. They played tough. You don't want to go out to San Diego feeling yourself and go out there and get swept. You don't want to do that. So you have to stay the course. You got to stay focused.
Well, Petco Park at San Diego, because, you know, at one point I did the Padres pregame show. It was the first year at Petco Park. I know a little bit about it. It's a beautiful park. It's right down, it's literally on the bay, sort of like San Francisco, that you don't hit the ball into the water. It faces the other way. But the winds at Petco Park, you are strange. They swirl and they kind of go around. And if you're not used to the winds in that park, it could be an adventure for outfielders. I'm just saying that that's why you're going to have to really play and lock down. The way you win at Petco Park is play small ball. And you got to be able to get guys on, run the bases, enter Inciarte's scuffle a little bit at the top of the lineup. Let's get him on the base. Let's let him start stealing bases again. That's how you'll beat the San Diego Padres. But if you think you're just going to waltz in there and hit three-run bombs all over the place, you got a problem.
Yeah, you got to play it smart. You got to play it smart, but you play with a lot of confidence right now. And I'm pretty sure that Brian Snicker is going to have a game plan for them out there in San Diego. But, again, you do not want to go with all this great momentum that you have built up and this fan base being excited about you. You don't want to go out there and lay an egg.
No, you don't. And then,
don't want that.
You know, I mean, you make a statement against the Washington Nationals. Now, in baseball terms, Hugh, even if the Dodgers aren't the Dodgers right now that they were last year, going into Dodger Stadium, there's a lot of show me left in Major League Baseball. Okay, baby Braves, show me you can go on the road
and
across the continent and take on the Dodgers.
And that's the biggest thing. You worry about that because it's the West Coast. You know the time difference, the time change, playing a little bit earlier because it's later here.
Right.
So, no, it's about the same time, correct? About 3 hours. About the same time, but it's just later for us.
Yes,
I'm complaining a little
bit. Yeah, because it's going to be a 10 o'clock start.
Yeah, but you got to get adjusted. The bottom line is this. You have to get adjusted to that time change,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be prepared to play. So you just got to stay focused. That's the biggest thing. Just stay focused and do what you've been doing. Don't believe that you're good yet because really, in the grand scheme of things, you got a good start. But don't get to the point where you feel like you've arrived because there's still a lot of baseball left to be played.
You know, as a fan, I got to imagine it's the same way in the locker room. Isn't it kind of you walk into the every game, like they'll walk in tomorrow to San Diego and they'll kind of look around the locker room, and I think we're doing this as fans too, and they're going, okay, who's going to be the starter today? I wonder who's going to – it's everyday thing, you know?
Well, I don't think you say it. It's not verbalized, but it's being thought of. You know, especially when you have so many different guys stepping up, playing well. You're looking at like, damn, today my day. Or you want to go out there and you want to show up. You want to show up and show out. I think that's the biggest thing. Especially when you get some really, really good pitching early on, you want to go out there and you want to help. You want to help each other out. You don't want to leave your man stranded. That's the biggest thing that I feel is going on with this Braves squad is that nobody wants to be J.R. Smith. And I keep going back to that because he had a moment the first game of the series against the Golden State Warriors where that to me, honestly, that was their best chance to win. And you don't want to go out there and you don't want to let your teammates down. You don't want to be a J.R. Smith. You want to go out there and do your part, especially when your number's called. You want to go out there and be that guy who contributes and comes through in a clutch when your team needs you.
Yeah, and then we're waiting. Couldn't you come back for the Dodgers series? Maybe, maybe not, or maybe they send him to Gwinnett for a couple of days, but he could be activated very soon. And then, you know, once he – because we haven't even seen Ronald Acuna get hot yet because he's only played a few games. Wait till he gets hot. Wait till Freddie gets hot. I mean, Freddie's played great. Don't get me wrong. But has Freddie been really hot? Not really hot. He's played great, but hot? I'm talking about when Freddie gets in one of those – 10-game runs where he hits 8 home runs, hot. Hitting 2 in a game, kind of hot, which Freddie can do, and we know it. Hot is what the Braves are. Hot is what Atlanta United suddenly might be if Joseph Martinez continues doing what he did. Joseph's huge night as we continue the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is big.
Okay. Let's do it.
We're giving away $250,000.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus.
Listen every weekday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's a morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now on our Twitter at 92.9 The Game, we're asking you this morning, tough question on this Monday morning, but who is the biggest star in Atlanta sports from over the weekend? You can answer Dansby Swanson, Charlie Culberson, Mike Fulton-Evich, or Joseph Martinez. And as you do, we always encourage you to you know, not just vote in the poll, but also to weigh in and chat it up with us on our Twitter at 92.9 The Game. At the moment, Mike Foltynewicz is leading with Charlie Culberson right behind and then Joseph Martinez. But let's talk just a little bit about what Joseph did. Let's take you back to Saturday night, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Joseph Martinez, 1-2-3. Here's number one.
Once again, Joseph 2-for-3 on the year. Hands on hips, looks skyward, steps left, strikes it, and scores! The 10th goal of the year for Joseph Martinez. Atlanta United up 1-0 and playing 11-on-9 the rest of the way.
Yeah, that was after that wild incident. We'll talk about that in a moment here. Mike Conney on 92.9 The Game. Goal number two happened this way.
Ambrose out of the near corner, sending it ahead to Almiron, edge of the 18, dribbles across the byline, sends it across it in! And Atlanta United gets on the board early in the second half to take a 2-0 lead.
And then the record setter came in the 83rd minute.
Joseph with hands on hips again. Soren Stojka ordering everyone else outside the penalty area. Will it be history for Joseph? Gets the whistle. Steps up to the ball. Strikes it. And scores! Joseph Martinez into the history books.
He was into the history books. Team captain Michael Parkhurst right after the game talking about the history setting that he saw on the field.
It's difficult to take two penalties in one game, and he's just cool and confident up there. Guys are doing a good job of getting him service. Miguel played him a great ball for the second goal. He loves scoring goals. He's very good at it, and we hope he gets his sixth really soon, too.
Yeah, like in the next game. It is really amazing, Hugh Douglas. 5 hat tricks in 35 games, 12 goals this year. He leads Major League Soccer. 31 goals in 35 games. That's equivalent, in my book, to having 31 home runs in 35 games.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing what he's done, John. And you talk about the timing that he's done it in. And you were talking about this morning how many different people have accomplished that and how long it has taken them to do that. And for him to do that in 35 games, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is really impressive. It's just
bananas.
Bananas is what
and
it
that's
is.
Why, I mean, that's the main reason why I think that out of all the professionals that had a monster weekend, that you got to give the nod to him, because to make a phenomenal feat like that in such a short period of time, that's unprecedented. I mean, it really is. Because we were talking about, who was the guy you said that did it in 300 and some?
Landon Donovan.
300 and some odd games.
Right.
And Joseph's done it in 35.
Right.
Less than 2 years. Less than 2 seasons.
Right.
Pretty impressive.
It is incredibly impressive for Joseph Martinez to do this. And you can say, well, you know, they're penalty kicks, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I mean, Joseph Martinez scores from all the bicycle kick, you know, he has a whole
bicycle
arsenal.
Kick. What did I call it? A butterfly kick earlier. And somebody reprimanded me like on that. But it's a kick. It's a kick over your head. You left the ground. And you know what I was thinking when that happened? The guy that was standing close to him was Philadelphia Union player. Hey, dude, you better get out of the way if you get kicked in the face. Like, for real. You mess around and get your whole teeth rearranged. Mess around with that bicycle kick.
Yeah, that thing is hard to do. That's why when...
Oh, no, and he almost made it.
Almost made it.
Hit the top bar.
That's why Gareth Bale's goal in the Champions League final was so incredible. But, yeah, you know, you have Joseph Martinez scoring 3 goals. You can make a case for all 4 of these guys. By the way, Mike Foltynewicz is leading the voting, not Joseph, who had a record-setting hat trick, and not Charlie Culberson, who had 2 walk-offs, not 1, but 2, and
that's
not Dansby Swanson, who finished last.
That's that Braves fever you were talking about earlier, John. Man. That's what that is. People are giving the pitchers the respect that they are due. They're giving the pitchers their props because they see it.
And Dansby's getting less than 1 out of every 10 votes. But at the same time, Dansby is what a series he had. I mean, tremendous all over the place in terms of clutch in this and clutch in that. And it was really Dansby's hustle play that set up the walk-off for Charlie. So you can make a case for all of them, and we're taking your votes on our Twitter at 929 The Game. That's one thing. You and Grant were talking about this video this morning. Can I just I just want to go over here for a second. This cop, this FBI agent in Denver. I just looked it up. I can't believe this guy.
Where he was on the dance floor cutting a rug. And I guess he was off duty, but you know, when you're off duty, you're never really off duty, because he had his piece mm-hmm. with him. And he did like a backflip or something, and the gun went off.
Well, he does a backflip dancing. He's dancing and he's an FBI agent in Denver. You've got to see this video. And all these people are around him. You just search, FBI gun Denver, and it'll come up. And so the people are surrounding him. He's doing a solo dance. He thinks he's, you know, he's a little drunky. You could tell. He thinks he's John Travolta. He thinks, you know, the Bee Gees are singing or something. He does a backflip. And as he does, his gun pops out of his waistband. And it hits the floor. And so when he comes around, he reaches over to grab the gun. And talk about lack of gun safety. He just sticks his finger on it. The safety obviously isn't on. And the gun goes off. Bam! Shoots the guy in the leg.
That's not even the best part, John. He then proceeds to put the gun back in his butt cheeks. And walks off the floor like ain't nothing to see here, people. Hey, everybody calm down. Why he just shot somebody? But it's not cool because somebody actually got shot. But he tried to act like nothing happened. And you saw the flash of the muzzle from the gun. And I was thinking to myself, because I just saw the story, and I'm thinking, okay, he's lucky he didn't shoot anybody in the leg. Oh, he wasn't that lucky. He shot somebody in the leg. Hey. But the way his demeanor after he did that, it was not whether or not he was concerned about somebody's safety. It was just like, hey, nothing to see here, people. I'm a professional. Don't nobody else try this at home. I'm a professional. And you really weren't, because you shot
somebody. So, you know, is there somebody's at this place called the Mile High Spirits and Distillery and Tasting Bar who at that moment said, hey, can I have a shot?
That was just so terrible.
Bruh.
That was bad. That was so bad. It was just bad. But he did shoot somebody, though.
He did shoot somebody.
Somebody's about to get laid off, and somebody's about to get paid.
Braves are the big story, but NBA Game 2 last night. What the Cavaliers face now is the last two games of LBJ in Cleveland. Who knows? Next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 on the game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.